11 a.m. deadlines.
In local news, last Wednesday night, the Brisbane Broncos warned against a scam falsely offering paid mascot auditions. Donning the gay apparel of Buck the Horse has been a tradition of the times. Taking on the steadfast fashion is ever so desirable, and with an offer of meeting the players of Horse. Alas, this is a scam. The Broncos club made a statement making it clear that it had no affiliation with these advertisements. They said Queensland Police Service were notified of this matter and that any official Brisbane Broncos communications from them would be through official channels.
Australia's new ban on supermarket price gouging is set to begin next week, but regulators say that it's unclear how the law will actually be enforced. From July 1st, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission will be able to investigate excessive pricing by the country's two biggest supermarket chains, Coles and Woolworths, under new federal laws aimed at tackling cost of living pressures. But the rules don't clearly define what counts as excessive pricing, with the watchdog saying that it will be judged case by case based on factors like cost, margins, and market conditions. The ACCC says that it expects limited cases of proven price gouging and that the main impact of the law may be as a deterrent rather than a penalty system.
In national news, the number of abalone that divers can catch will be slashed by more than 40% for the coming year, as commercial fishers weigh up potential buyout offers from the government. The New South Wales Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development announced it would be reducing the amount of backlip abalone that can be commercially caught from 88 tons last year to 52 tons for 2026 to 2027. DPIRD, Deputy Secretary of Fisheries and Forestry, Tara Black, said the reduction was a necessary reset to protect the long-term future of abalone populations and the surrounding industry. "We are worried about the sustainability of the resource as well as the sustainability of our commercial fishing industry," she said.
Tasmanian wildlife workers have defended their makeshift methods of removing a popular seal, Neil the seal, a southern elephant seal that is often spotted around the region southeast of Hobart. It was found ashore in the middle of the street in Primrose Sands on Wednesday. Workers from Tasmania's Marine Conservation Program were called in to remove the 1,000-kilogram marine animal and were filmed using padded poles to prod him and a wooden board to usher him away from the road and back to the beach. A spokesperson for Tasmania's Department of Natural Resources and Environment said that the Marine Conservation Program staff were using safe, approved methods of relocating the seal and did not harm him.
In international news, France has confirmed its first Ebola case in a doctor who recently returned from his humanitarian mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. French health authorities say the patient is in stable condition and has been isolated in a specialist hospital, with contact tracing now underway. Officials say the risk to the wider European public is very low, but close contacts are being required to isolate for 21 days as a precaution. The case comes as an Ebola outbreak continues in parts of Central Africa, with more than 1,000 cases confirmed, and hundreds of deaths reported in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting a shower or two. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Yeah. At Metro Arts in July, step into the world of God Eater.